Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through September 4th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the calendar. We'll start this week's podcast by highlighting opportunities for civic involvement. The City of Austin has scheduled a series of workshops in six focus areas that have been identified for the development of resilience hubs. Resilience hubs are trusted spaces that meet community needs before, during, and after extreme weather events and build community resilience day to day. Your input will help identify places that can support resilience hubs and ensure that these spaces are designed and programmed to meet community needs. On Tuesday, there will be a workshop at the North Austin YMCA, and on Thursday, there will be a workshop at the Gus Garcia Recreation Center. Regarding workplace safety, Texas State University hosts another OSHA workshop for general industries and construction industries on Monday, August 29th. These workshops specifically address protection and prevention from falls. In terms of health and wellness, the Asian Behavioral Health Network is hosting a mixer on Saturday, September 3rd at the Asian American Resource Center. Come connect with other practicing Asian professionals, learn more about the therapist network and online directory they're creating, and share your thoughts on the direction of Asian Behavioral Health Network's future. With regard to basic needs, we'll start with an event relating to transportation. On Saturday, September 3rd, the group Rethink 35 holds a social at Cherrywood Coffee House. Connect with them to learn more about TxDOT Site 35 expansion, the group's recent lawsuit against TxDOT, and how to get involved. The next activity involves food access and civic engagement. You can sign up to volunteer at New Leaf Farm on Fridays and Saturdays. New Leaf Farm offers refugees from traditional farming cultures the chance to reconnect and grow in a trade that they are already passionate about. Volunteers help the refugee farm crew in building out this 20-acre regenerative farm. On the diversity, equity, and inclusion front, there is a support group for LGBTQIA+ families and allies, as well as a LGBTQIA+ teen support group meeting on August 30th. These two groups meet separately, but will be discussing the same topic, which is a Know Your Rights presentation by the ACLU. And the Asian American Resource Center hosts its next quote-unquote hyphenated book study on the book Gold Diggers, which is the debut publication by Sanjana Sathyan's. This is the final book club study session for this particular series. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. The City of Austin hosts a BizAid business orientation on Tuesday, August 30th. BizAid provides a general overview of opening a small business or reevaluating an existing business during its growth. Austin Women in Business Round Rock hosts their monthly gathering on Friday, September 2nd. The theme of this session will be taking back control of your life and will feature mindset transformation coach and life coach Jamie Sciarla. Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Career training orientation for healthcare takes place on Mondays. Career training orientation for information technology take place on Wednesdays, and career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. The Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by a Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. Also, Free to Friday ATX hosts an artisan market on Friday, September 2nd at the East Austin Hotel. Free to Friday ATX is a network of artisans who work to create monthly intentional intersectional marketplaces and cultural spaces that support and promote diverse communities in selling their handmade and carefully curated wares while celebrating diversity. Now, for our fun and free feature this week, there are several events this week that are fun but not necessarily free. The free one that I will mention is the Kyle Pie in the Sky Festival. There will be entertainment for the whole family, including a vendor market, a great live music lineup, a kids' play area, and tethered hot air balloon rides. Pie festivities will include a pie baking contest, pie eating contest, pie vendors, and these are both sweet and savory pies, and more. So it's free, but if you partake in anything, probably not so free. But I'll allow it because it says free admission. I'll end the podcast by highlighting two activities that we could count as free, but in fact, you really need to spend a little something to support the groups in presenting the events. From August 30th to September 4th, support Black Food Week by patronizing Black-owned restaurants. Featured restaurants this year are Bird Bird Biscuit, Aster's Ethiopian Food, Baby Greens, Island Fork, Rolling Rooster, Paradise on Ice, Emmer and Rye, Kalimatsko, and Sam's Barbecue. Black Food Week is organized by the Austin Justice Coalition. Second, on Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th, the Austin Cactus and Succulent Society, yes, there is one of those here in Austin, they host their fall show and sale at the Zilker Botanical Garden. While the fall show and sale is free, you do have to pay a small entry fee to enter the botanical gardens. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.